Hello, and thank you for joining us on our Inspire Church podcast. It's our prayer that this message inspire you, that it builds your faith, and that it can help you see how God desires to move in your life. Enjoy the message.
If I was to go around here tonight and speak to each one of you people and just ask you a simple question. Has your thinking ever got you into trouble? Have I got any of those people here tonight? Okay. And who kind of ever thought, oh man, I just wish I didn't think like that. Then if I didn't think like that, I wouldn't act like that. Now I wouldn't be in the trouble I'm in. Thinking is an amazing mechanism that God has put within the human body. And we have the power to think. We have power to set strategy. We have power to change. How about if I ask you another question is, who likes to win in life? Okay, who likes to lose? Okay, there's three of us who want to win. So no doubt each one of us want to win in life. Not at someone else's expense, but we really do want to get ahead in life. We want to see our life improved, our opportunities improved. We want to get to know God better. We want to deal with the fears that kind of entangle themselves around our life and hold us back from opportunities and stop us relating the way that we know we could. And so we just kind of think, oh God, how do we get past this whole thinking limitation and make our minds expansive? It's interesting to note in Isaiah 55, it says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways higher. My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways and my thoughts are higher than yours. And you might think, well, how can anyone have the thoughts of God and know the ways of God? Because each one of us, we have a way. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is the way of death. So how can we think of our way that gets us into a place of life and blessing? I am totally convinced when God was saying, my ways are not your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts, what he was saying was, hey, you can have the mind of God and you can walk in the ways of God. You can have the thoughts of God. You can have the mind of Christ. Even in Ephesians, it says, we have the mind of Christ. So the old person that doesn't know the Lord, they may not have the mind of Christ, but if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can have the mind of Christ within your life and you can begin to think the thoughts that lead you into blessing. Doesn't Ephesians 3 and verse 1 or 1 and verse 3 reads like this, that he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Who understands that they are blessed by God? We're blessed in heavenly places. That's our position before God. But then you might say, I'm not up there, I'm down here. But before God, you are blessed. Before God, you are blessed. He doesn't look at you as someone that's filled with condemnation and guilt and a loser and can't make it. No, God sees you as someone that is blessed. And if that is the fact, we need that process happening in our life of renewal so that we can be positioned here on earth to receive what has been declared in heaven. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Church, I want to declare tonight, we've got to bring what God has established for us in the heavens to this earth and into our lives that we can live the reality that God has declared upon our life. There's a great scripture that we've been speaking about and I've been thinking about it for some time now, and it's found in Proverbs 23 in verse 7. And it reads like this, as a man thinks, so he is in his heart. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Well, let's just stop there for a while. As a man thinks, so he is within his heart. Put it this way, as a man thinks, pause, in his heart, as a man thinks in his heart, that's how he is. What's this saying is that whatever your continuum of thought is, it will enter into your heart and become an activity. Your thoughts. And I'm not talking about our thoughts of, man, we're going to go out there after the meeting and we're going to have some African food. Some coffee. Tea. And then we're thinking about, you know, what we're going to do tomorrow and those kind of things. They're kind of not the thoughts that I'm thinking about. I'm talking about the thoughts that you know will take you in a direction. They could be good thoughts, bad thoughts, but if they're bad thoughts like I'm not good enough, I'll never be good enough, no one loves me, everybody hates me, see, nobody talks to me. You see, that kind of thinking will enter into your heart and then you'll begin to act out as a person that sabotages every relationship you come in contact with. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Our heart is affected by the thoughts our mind chooses to continue to meditate on. And I want to use this scripture as a springboard to get into material tonight for the next few moments. And it's found in 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3, and it reads like this. For though we walk in the flesh, who walked in here tonight in the flesh? I see a couple of empty seats, there may be a spirit there, but mainly we came in the flesh tonight. I bought my flesh, wrapped it up, covering up as much as I can. But we came in the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, have our ordinary way of life in the flesh, we get up, we go to work, we have our coffee, we have our food, we do what we do. You know, we do walk in the flesh. We're ordinary people. Yet it says we do not war according to the flesh. Or put it this way, we do not walk according to the flesh. You see, there's more happening in your life than your eye sees. We just see people, all kind of people across the auditorium and just say, yeah, there's people here, but you know, every individual is just not made up of what you see. Man is a tripart being. You are a spirit, you possess a soul, you live in a body. All we see is body, but you are a three-part person. And it's God who connects with your spirit. That's why you need the touch of God within your life and to be born again and live in that relationship with God. And also we're a soul, we have personality, we have reason, we have thinking, and we have a body. So even though we walk in the flesh, in our ordinary day life, we get out there, it says we do not war according to the flesh. There's other things happening in the atmospheres of your life and in your mind, in your thought processes, and in the spirit world that you need to take into consideration as you walk your life, as you make your decisions, as you respond to people, as you have your self-talk. There's another dimension of life going on. And then it says this, verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, which means they're not natural. They're not just fleshy, but they're mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. Who here tonight's got some strongholds of thinking you need to deal with? Maybe an area of finance, maybe an area of relationships, maybe an area of how you view yourself, strongholds that can hold your life back. Mine was not too sure if I'm good enough. Not too sure. Get an opportunity. I'm not too sure. And a lot of my life was, I'm not too sure. I'm not too sure. And it's amazing how that can be a stronghold in your life, that it's in your gifting, it's in the power for you to do it, but something there is a stronghold within your mind that may have come from a youth or a failure, a disappointment or rejection, and it sits there. I've got this stronghold. I want to, but something is holding me back. Who can relate to that tonight? But mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds. And then it says, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And you might say, man, that's a great verse. I wish my friend was here tonight to hear that. And I used to always think of it, that verse is something that we need to speak to government. Or we need to speak to our neighbors, or it's always related to someone else. And then I got the realization one day, that verse is for me. It's for you. It's for us. Each one of us can be masters of our destiny under God as we see what he's given to us. What does he say there? Though we walk in the flesh, it doesn't say they. No, it says we walk in the flesh. And it says we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're divinely mighty for the pulling down of strongholds. And I believe within my life, there's still strongholds that need to come down. And the more I respond to God, the more I respond to his word, the more I see myself as God sees me, the more freer I become. And the more I can declare that blessing that God has stated come to reality in my life in Jesus' name. I just want to give an illustration. And how is it that sometimes you kind of see people that they, every time someone gets close to them, they kind of sabotage the closeness of that relationship. And they can make excuses, you know, that, you know, I want to get close to people, but every time I get close to people, you know, it's this subconscious thing that makes me do things to push them away. And the question is that person's thinking right or wrong? And we'd have to say, no, their thinking is wrong, because if you want to get close to people, you got to learn to deal with the fears and the barriers and put fresh boundaries around your life so that people can come in and be a blessing to your life. As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Let me give you a couple more illustrations. What about the people? You ever got these people in your life that they keep getting you wrong? It doesn't matter what you say. You could offer them a coffee and you say, why are you giving me that for? Or you give them a compliment and you'd say, and they say, what do you want? And they just got this ability to read the situations wrong. It seems like wrong every time. What about the person that's, you've always got to walk on eggshells? Who's ever had that kind of person? You're just not too sure what to say. Are they going to be nice to you, or are they going to bite you? It's like walking up to a strange dog. Are you going to be, here, baby, are you going to bite me? Are you going to bite me? And you just kind of think, what is wrong with certain people that they're so on edge that sometimes they'll kind of bite you, and then sometimes they're nice to you, and or the other person who easily flies off the handle. What is wrong with these people? What is wrong with me? And I believe it gets back to our thinking, because as a man thinks, so are they. We're blessed. And you give us a mind to think. Why is it so hard, Steve, Pastor Steve, why is it so hard for us sometimes to think right? He always thinks right. I'm just picking on him just to keep him focused. I think a lot of our thinking sometimes is we allow the negative to get in, the negative self-talk. And then we look at the worst case scenarios and we wonder why life is not turning out the way that we think it should turn out. Who can agree with that tonight? Let me just give you this point tonight. When someone is behaving improper, I'm not talking about kids. Kids are, you know, they do what they do. But say, let's look at an adult. You see, my behavior can look like it's physical and feel like it's physical. But my behaviors are coming from the way that I think. And one of the big issues that I used to have in life is someone was rich, is someone was beyond me in authority or whatever it is. I just felt insecure around them, and I'd say silly things to them that was completely inappropriate. It came out as behavior, but the problem behind it was my thinking. So I had to start to change my thinking. And the best thing I did was begin to see people. Man, they're so blessed. I bless them in Jesus' name. I started to change the thinking within my mind. And I start to close my mouth if it wanted to be negative. I starved out the negativity that wanted to give voice to my insecurities. And you can see that happen within your life. How about relational behavior? How about relational battles that we go through? Even though we walk in the flesh, we don't war according to the flesh. What about the relational battles we go through? And you might say, well, what are you talking about? How can thinking mess up my relational world? Well, it could be because some people can never admit they are wrong. I don't know why. Some people just cannot say they're wrong or say they're sorry. And you just kind of think, sooner or later, that thinking is going to sabotage your relationship. And I always say sorry to my wife. I think in 41 years, I've been wrong once. Or I've always got to be right. How many of us say sorry when we do something wrong, or we think we may have been misunderstood and those kind of things? You know, sometimes the way that we think in our relational world can mess up our world. How about saying thank you? Someone does something for you, thank you. Come in the car park, instead of running over the people who are trying to guide you, you say thank you. When you're coming into the auditorium, I want to sit there, they want to get you there. Nah, stuff you, I'm going to go that way. Hey, why don't we just say thank you? Did I really say that word? The African influence, that's what's done it. Oh, what about the other one? You owe me. You owe me now. You know, and holding, you know, relationships, you know, captive to you, you owe me. See, sometimes maybe we can't see our behavior as hurting others. Maybe the way we relate is working against how we want in our long-term experience with people. Come on, if we can change the way we think, we can change the way we relate in Jesus' name. I'll just give you one more. Is it okay? How about this one? Financial thinking battles. Now, if I was to go around here tonight and say, how much more do you need that you can be comfortable in life? How much more? How much more money? You know what you'd say? A little bit more. And if you ask a rich man, how much do you need some more? Yeah, a little bit more. A poor man, a little bit more. Everyone needs a little bit more. And if you ask someone, are they rich? It's always someone else who's rich and not them. Financial battles. You know, sometimes there are real financial battles that people go through. And I'm not diminishing that tonight at all. There are people that are going through dire straits. High rents, power, food bills, cars, houses. And I understand the reality of financial battles. But then I began to think, if I'm thinking in the way that my finances are going, how can I turn it around? If I just hold my nose and just say, well, here we go, how is that thinking going to change our world? As a man thinks in his heart, so he is. So what I do if I'm going in the wrong direction financially, I just pause a while and say, okay, what do we need to make adjustments through here that we can get forward in life? Do I need to get help? Do I need to get counseling? But what do I need? But I need a new thought because it's not going in the direction that I feel it should. And God promises me that he wants me to prosper and be in good health as my soul prospers. So I understand that the financial battles of life can be real. I was in the shop the other day, and I'm not having a go at anyone. Whatever your poison is, you go for it. But there was a person in the shop the other day, and they were just scratching around in their pockets. They wanted to buy a packet of cigarettes. And, you know, if you smoke, it won't stop you from going to heaven. Amen? It just sends you there quicker. But it's all cool. And I don't know what a packet of cigarettes cost. Is it 30 bucks? I'll just tell me a number. 30 bucks. Man, when I was a kid and smoked, I used to steal mine. What's wrong with people? But you just kind of think, 30 bucks. I need to change my thinking. You may not be able to give that up altogether, straight up overnight and that kind of stuff, but there are some things that we can change our thinking about that we can move forward in Jesus' name. And my question tonight, is it a real battle or is it a real battle of comparisons? Is, I want to be as good as them. What you need to be as good as what you are. Here's a question. Do you think that money and things will increase your happiness? Come on. You know the right answer, but really, do you believe that? Do you believe that money and things can increase your happiness? I do. They'll make me happy for a moment, but they don't make me joyful. And I was in Papua New Guinea last weekend. What a lovely people. But the country is so poor. And I don't know why it is, corruption in government or whatever, that's how they talk. I'm not talking that way. I really don't know. But the people are just so poor and there's no work and you see them sitting around and just not much to do. But I tell you what, you'd never know it if you didn't know it. Because they carry this spirit of joy that in the midst of their poverty and in the midst of their trial, they've learned to get on top of it somehow, you know, looking at the majority and talking to the majority, that somehow they've got on top of it. They don't live in comparison street. They live on, hey, this is what we've got and we're going to make it work to the best that we can. Philippians 4:12, this is the Apostle Paul speaking. He says, I know how to be abased, you know, have a bad day, have a bad financial period. He says, I know how to abound. He says, everywhere in all things, I've learned both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And he says this, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And I want that word tonight to echo within your mind and within your spirit. If you're in hard times, let's get the right help, but let's change the way that we're approaching. Are you hearing me tonight? Let's begin to say, hey, I even though I kind of walk in this fleshly world, I'm not going to war according to the fleshly impulses that wants to pull me all over the place. I've got a specific walk, and it's a walk that is lining up to the Word of God. It's a walk that's lining up to what heaven is saying, and I declare over my life, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in my life, in my family. Help me to change my thinking. Help me to change the process that sabotage, that lead me to dead ends. Help me to rise up and be that victor in Jesus' name. I declare that I'm not going to be anyone's victim. I'm a victorious person in Christ. What's one thing you can change? Don't be overwhelmed. I'm going to change everything. No, that's not God. You just say, okay, begin to change that. Begin to adjust that. And as we going through this whole series on think differently, I just want you not to stress about it. But if you come up against something that's not working the way that it should, why don't you just step back a little bit? It may be okay, you just need to persevere. But maybe you just need to tweak it a bit in your behavior, in your financial world, in how you view life as it comes to you. And I found one thing that helped me. Number one, put God first. Put God first. What does that do to me? It gives me a sight that I'm putting you first. I'm not trying to please anyone else or anything. I want to put you first. Give me the wisdom, and I draw into my life the wisdom that's needed for this moment in Jesus' name.
Thanks again for joining us. If you have any questions or simply for more information regarding Inspire Church, visit us at inspirechurch.com. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram. It's our prayer that you live inspired by the Word of God and more alive in Him than ever before. Until next time.